Nathan Zagura here at First Energy Stadium, where the Browns fall to the New York Giants by the final score of 27-13. It was a strange game. When you just look at the numbers, you would have thought the Browns would have won. They had 21 first downs. The Giants only had 13. They outgained the Giants by about 50 yards, and they possessed the football for 9 minutes more than the Giants. But ultimately, the Browns were undone by turnovers. A turnover early, and Isaiah Crowell fumble immediately led to 7 points for the Giants. Later on in the game, Josh McCown fumbled, picked up, returned for a touchdown by Jason Pierre-Paul. So 14 points off of turnovers for the Giants, and that was ultimately the margin of victory in this game. It really was odd, though. As I said, Josh McCown, he threw for over 300 yards in this game with one touchdown. Terrell Pryor had 131 yards receiving in this game. Isaiah Crowell, over 90 total yards. Corey Coleman caught a touchdown for the first time since week two right here against the Baltimore Ravens. So there were some good things. Defensively, Emmanuel Ogba, a lot of pressure, was very disrupted, had a couple of passes defense. Breann Body Calhoun made some very nice plays, but ultimately it was the stars of the Giants that were just too much. Jason Pierre-Paul with the touchdown on defense. Eli Manning throwing three touchdowns on the day, two of which went to Odell Beckham Jr., who showed why he is considered to be one of the most electrifying players in the National Football League. The Browns will have the next week off. They'll have four more chances at it, the next one being right here against the Cincinnati Bengals, who fell to the Baltimore Ravens today, and that is a team reeling with injuries right now. And hopefully the Browns can find a way to get that elusive first victory when they return to action. For the latest on this game and all things related to your Cleveland Browns, please keep it tuned to clevelandbrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.